Last year, Indigenous playwright Larissa Fasthorse was riding high. Her work, Thanksgiving Play, was one of the top 10 most produced works. And this year, she can add MacArthur Genius to her accomplishments. Each year, the foundation awards over $500,000 to support the work of notable people. And we're excited to welcome Fasthorse back to the show today. Hey, Larissa.
Hi, thanks for having me back. I'm thrilled to talk with you again.
Yes, so congratulations. You've had about a week to digest this honor. What was your reaction when you found out?
I honestly, I didn't answer the phone, as I think a lot of people don't, because we all get spam calls. Yeah. I actually thought they were calling me to employ my consulting company, Indigenous Direction. So I thought they're calling me about a job. So it took quite a while for me to get my brain to wrap around this whole concept of getting this incredible fellowship. Now I'm still honestly trying to figure out what it means and how it's going to change our lives.
Yes, because this prize is a game changer for you. Your husband is also an artist. And I read that until recently, you were living under the poverty line here in Los Angeles, as many artists do. What has kept you going? And what does this award mean for you and your work?
Yeah, I mean, what's kept us going, I will say, is, you know, having the support of people in our fields and people believing in our work. And so that's always been incredible. I didn't get into theater for the money, and my husband didn't get into sculpture for money. You know, you do it because you love it. I think now, looking forward, it's going to be really exciting to see what happens when you take away that constant stress and pressure. We've always had the stress and pressure of how are we going to make ends meet. And when you take that away, I can't imagine what that's going to do to free our creativity, to not always have in the back of your mind, yeah, but will this pay the bills? Can I make rent this month?
When we spoke about this time last year, we were discussing the great success of Thanksgiving Play, which is a satirical take on the whiteness of the U.S. Thanksgiving narrative and the limits of political correctness. What else have you been working on?
I've had a lot of things going on. I've been fortunate since we spoke that I've been working a lot more in film and television. And what's exciting is that Hollywood is now in the place where theater was 10 years ago when I went into theater, where Hollywood really wants to try to get it right. And I think they're really making efforts to do things in a good way. They're letting me hire consultants from Indigenous communities that we're writing about, not just to say, you know, a rubber stamp on something, but to actually be involved in the full process from the very beginning of the writing all the way through the production. And that's really exciting to me because they're paying these people and respecting them and giving them a voice in a way that theater has been doing.
You mentioned that Hollywood is where theater was 10 years ago. What is the future of theater in this pandemic moment, and will it have to change?
Yeah, theater is changing in the way it's being presented at this moment. It's being changing in the way that it's looking at how these institutions have been created and how they're supported, because we're realizing it's kind of a house of cards. It's very fragile, and something like this shutdown is really causing a huge, huge problem for so many theater companies and then also the people who work in them. The exciting thing that I've been hearing a lot of is how many theaters are really looking at what is our place in our local community? How are we working with local people and local artists and different folks that maybe have not been a part of our theater because we're not traveling and we're not flying people in from New York and LA and wherever. We're looking at our own hometown and how we connect to those people one-on-one. And that's really exciting. And I think the more we can do that, the more we can stop looking to the coasts and just look at where we are and the land we're on, the more exciting things are going to come out of theater in the next 10 years that we've never seen before.
Hmm. You've said that one of your talents is to be sort of a translator that helps white audiences make sense of Native experiences. Do you still see yourself that way? And can you say more on what this work of translation actually means?
I think people don't realize how far, and maybe COVID has helped some people see this, how far Indigenous peoples are from white mainstream society. You know, COVID hit Indigenous communities incredibly hard. They don't have the healthcare they need. They don't have the resources they need. All of those things came to light. And I think people are starting to get that, which is exciting. So maybe I won't have to do quite as much translating. And that would be exciting to me. That would be the goal, is that my translation skills become unnecessary. I hope we're getting closer. You know, I know it seems like right now in a lot of ways we're getting farther apart, but I think some things we're starting to realize need to change, like today, where it's Indigenous Peoples Day when we're speaking. And that's becoming more and more common. More and more people are understanding how important it is to recognize that day.
Yes, as you mentioned, it is Indigenous Peoples Day in many places in this country, but it's also Columbus Day in many other parts. What would you ask our listeners to reflect on or to do to observe this day?
Well, always, I think I even said this last time we spoke, but always know whose land you're standing on. Who are the original people of that land? You need to find that out. You need to know who those people are and where are they? Are they still there? If not, why not? Where have they gone? Start to learn, start to educate yourself. Whose land are you profiting from and how can you start to pay that back in your own way?
That's Larissa Fasthorse, playwright and 2020 MacArthur Genius Fellow. Thank you, and again, congratulations.
Thank you so much.